بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with this hadith, hadith of Jibreel, that we had started and we had explained that this hadith put many, many lessons in it. And from each lesson, there is some thing that we can learn, that we can apply into our lives practically. So continuing with the hadith, we had started explaining that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith. He says, once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one person who had black hair, very, very black hair, very, very white was his clothes. In other words, his clothes that he was wearing was extremely clean, extremely white. We hadn't seen any sign of travel on this person, but nobody knew him. We didn't recognize who he was. In other words, he wasn't from amongst us in Madinah Sharif. And when he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat in tashahud position, he had put his knees toward the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put his hands upon the thighs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he asked a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, what is Islam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Islam is that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you perform salah, you establish salah, you discharge your zakat, you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you perform hajj if you have the ability. Then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you said is true. And then day after he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is iman? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to explain the internal aspects of a person's life, that an tu'mina billah, he has firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the malaika, in all the kitabs that Allah ta'ala has sent down, all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down on the last day, وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and he has firm belief that everything good and evil that happens is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his iman is complete. Therefore you find that these are the fundamental pillars of Islam. If any one of these things a person rejects, the person is out of the fold of Islam, whether it be the malaika, whether it be all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it be the last day, or whether it be the belief that everything good and evil, everything that happens is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then day after he asked another question. Now this is part of the hadith that we're doing today. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me with regards to the final hour, the last hour, the final hour, give me information about that. قَالَ مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. Look at the answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said that person being asked doesn't know any better than the person that is asking. Now, who is mentioning this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes people, in the misunderstanding, he said the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had the information of everything, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is fully aware of everything. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling Jibreel alayhi salam that the person being asked this question, referring to himself, doesn't know any better than the person that is asking. In other words, I don't have information about everything. I don't know everything. What Allah Ta'ala inspires me is what I know. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back for me is what I don't know. So this question you are asking me, مَالْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّاهِلِ. One lesson we learn from here is, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't feel shy to say that he doesn't know, when we have been asked any question and we don't know, then we should never ever feel shy to say that I don't know. There's no such thing as a person is below a person's dignity, is below his ilm, is below his knowledge to say that he doesn't know, he must try and make something up. If a person doesn't know, he doesn't know. La adri nisful ilm, that just to say la adri, I don't know, that's half of knowledge. That's half of knowledge, meaning a person, it is a sign that the person is well grounded in ilm when he's asked something and he say he doesn't know. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he doesn't know any better than the person that is asking. Qala fa akhbirni an amaratiha. So then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, tell me of the signs of Qiyamah. One is when it's going to occur. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says he doesn't know any better than the person that is asking. So then next question he asked is, tell me about the signs of Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, قَالَ أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that you will find that a slave woman will be giving birth to her mistress. What this means, that a slave woman will give birth to her mistress, is the level of disobedience will be so high that it will be as though the child that is born now is the master, and the mother that is given birth to the child is like the slave. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining, one of the explanations ulama give, is that as Qiyamah gets closer and closer, the level of disobedience will be so much, it's as though the master is born, in other words, the child is the master and the mother is the slave. People will disrespect their parents. One explanation that is given. The other is that a woman will become something that is such a cheap commodity, she'll be sold and sold to such an extent that the next person will buy, the third person will buy, the fourth person will buy this woman like this, and the person that buys this woman also won't even know that this is my mother. In other words, that the value for the mother will be completely lost. So this is what ulama explained. This is the meaning of antalid al-amat rabbataha, that a slave woman will give birth to her master, her mistress. وَأَنْتَرَ الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةِ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. You will see barefoot people, people that are naked, people that are poor, who used to herd flocks of sheep, suddenly, يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, suddenly competing in high-rise buildings. Ulama explained that this is not something hard to find. Just take the UAE, 100 years ago, what was it? It was people that were farmers, people that were Bedouins. They were looking after flocks of sheep. They were looking after different animals in the desert, walking barefoot. The hadith explained that the barefoot, not even clothed properly, and suddenly now they're competing in high-rise buildings. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Look how true the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine, so many years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us these things. In other words, people now will start competing. The dunya will be the end all, the be all and end all. Just look around us. Look around the areas of the Middle East. Suddenly, there's such a boom, there's such a thing in terms of building and construction and high-rise buildings. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us, so many years ago, يَتَطَاوَلُونَ, they'll actually be competing in buildings. ثُمَّ انْتَلَقَ فَلَبِسْتُ مَلِيًّا. And then he went, now he left. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam left. فَلَبِسْتُ مَلِيًّا. Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that I waited for a little while. Waited, he went away. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ أَتَدْرِي مَنِ السَّائِلِ. Then Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, do you know who was the person that was asking this question? Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing Sahaba. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was there. He says, oh Umar, do you know who was this person that was asking these questions? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Now even the answer of Umar radiallahu anhu is a great lesson. He could have said, I don't know, he looks like somebody from out of town. He could have given so many different things, so many different answers. But he gave one concise answer. اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. In other words, when a person is answering also, answer to that extent that is necessary. Don't go beyond the extent that you need to answer a question. Don't say more than you need to say. Here a question was asked to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said it in three words. Allahu wa Rasulhu alam. Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيل أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ أَمْرَ دِينِكُمْ. This was Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to teach you the matters of your deen. The matters of your deen, he came to teach you in the form of a Q&A. So here we learn that this Q&A, asking questions and answering questions, is also one method and one form of imparting knowledge. Here Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, he asked the questions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam answered the questions, Sahaba were listening to the Q&A, they were listening to the questions that were taking place, and they were learning from there. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, so many beautiful lessons that come out from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also one thing we need to learn and listen is that not every question is for everyone. Sometimes the question, the answer is unique to one person. I'll give you an example. One person, old person, came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question. He asked him, can I kiss my wife whilst I'm fasting? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission that you may. On another occasion, a young person came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can I kiss my wife while I'm fasting? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him no. Now if we think that one question and answer is for everyone, everyone can listen. Sometimes the answer is specific to the person that is asking. So therefore not every question. Certain questions are for everyone. For example, how many rakats are there in Fajr namaz? How many rakats are there in Zuhr namaz? How to make wuzu, etc. These are general. But there are certain questions that are specific. One answer doesn't fit everyone. So the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that old person he can kiss his wife whilst fasting is because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew this person was old. He couldn't control his passions. He won't take it to the next level and cause his fast to break. But whereas a young person, he's got a lot of passion in him. If he happens to kiss his wife, it is very likely that this person may end up breaking his roza, and now he'll have to keep qaza and he'll have to keep kafara. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a young person that for you it's not permissible for you to kiss his wife. Ulama explained from this that according to the sa'il, according to the question, the answer is given. Not every question is for, or not every answer is for every person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.